In this bulletin, an in-principle agreement to manufacture Moderna in Australia from 2024. Victoria's COVID-19 hospitalisations reached the highest level in almost a month. And Paris to hold the most accessible opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympics on the River Seine. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia plans to set up its own mRNA vaccine manufacturing facility to help the country prepare for future pandemics. It would be built in Victoria as part of an in-principle agreement between the federal and state governments and Moderna. It's expected to produce as many as 100 million vaccines each year from 2024. Speaking at the Peter Doherty Institute in Melbourne to announce the $2 billion deal, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it will be the largest producer of mRNA outside the United States and Europe.
To keep Australians safe and to protect their health, not just against COVID, but against the many other communicable diseases. It's about future-proofing. It's a great partnership for the country and our region, where we will be a real powerhouse in this area.
Victoria has recorded 1,189 new COVID-19 infections and another 6 deaths. Hospitalisations with COVID-19 have reached the highest level in almost a month, growing by more than 40 patients in a day to 364. The 7-day hospitalisation average is 327, a rise of 15 from Monday. New South Wales has recorded 804 new cases of COVID-19 and another death. The daily case figure is an increase on the 536 reported on Monday and has quadrupled from 179 cases reported just 2 weeks ago. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has warned unvaccinated residents are vulnerable as COVID-19 restrictions further ease on Wednesday.
There's a very strong message here for the community, and that is COVID has not gone away, so take it very seriously and get the booster shot. I'm very concerned that not enough people are actually understanding the benefit of getting the booster. A third shot of vaccine is going to make all the difference. Obviously, we will look at all options as we proceed, but at the moment, our government here in New South Wales is very keen to get us all back to normality, to our previous life. But our previous life is best served by people being vaccinated.
Western Australian legislation meant to prevent the destruction of Indigenous heritage sites has raised concerns in Canberra. The chair of a parliamentary inquiry into the destruction of the 46,000-year-old Junkin Gorge rock shelters in the state's Pilbara region says the legislation has major problems and won't be effective. Liberal MP Warren Ench says the laws, which are due to pass the state parliament on Tuesday, don't give Indigenous people an avenue to stop abuses of ministerial power. Paris 2024 Olympic organisers are expecting at least 600,000 people to attend the opening ceremony on the Seine. Athletes and delegations will sail along the famous river for the opening ceremony, an event which traditionally takes place inside the main stadium of the host city. Event organisers hope the experience will be unique in Olympic history and free for hundreds of thousands to watch on the riverside. Paris 2024 Organising Committee President Tony Estange says the waterborne opening ceremony will innovate by having the parade of athletes begin the evening rather than end it.
Pendant 6 kilometres, les athlètes vont...
For 6 kilometres, the athletes will open this opening ceremony and cross the most beautiful patrimony of our city, our country, as more than 1 billion people will watch the opening ceremony. It will offer them some incredible emotions, passing by all those monuments that make us proud.
Victims of disgraced former USA gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar have reached a $530 million settlement with USA Gymnastics, the US Olympic and Paralympic Committee, and their insurers after a 5-year legal battle. The settlement was confirmed during a hearing in a federal bankruptcy court in Indianapolis on Monday. And now today's weather. Perth mostly sunny and 25 degrees. Adelaide sunny and 27. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 22. Hobart much the same, 21. Canberra a possible shower or storm and 29. Wollongong mostly sunny, 23. Sydney similar conditions, 25. Newcastle mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane sunny and 31. Cairns a top of 34 degrees and a sunny day. And Darwin partly cloudy and 35. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.